Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Gittin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Estobas Rachel, Shishi B'zach Refayin, Reziva Gahagon, B'Karav Mamish. And Mishnah Vav tells us Shnei Gittin, we have two Gittin, Shekhsavon Zebetzad Zet, who are written one next to another. In other words, the cipher took a piece of paper and had two columns. In one, he wrote get number one, and in two, he wrote get number two. Ushnaim Edim Ivrim by Mitachazel Tachazet, Ushnaim Edim Yuvanim by Mitachazel Tachazet. Two Edim were signed in Hebrew, starting from this one going to that one, and two Edim were signed in Greek, going from this one to that one. Now we know that Hebrew goes from right to left, and that Greek, just like English, goes from left to right. So which one of these getin is kosher? Esther Edim or Shayim Nikron Imai, kosher. Whichever get is read along with the first set of Edim, that one is kosher. So let's just say that the first set of Edim were signed in Hebrew, from right to left. That would mean that the get in the first column is kosher, because you would read the get in the first column, reach the end, and then you would see the Edim's names, Ruvain ben Yaakov and Moshe ben Chaim. As opposed to the second get, when you reach the end of it, all you see is ben Yaakov or ben Chaim, because the beginning of the name is read along with the first get in the first column. Another way around would be true as well. Let's say the first set of Edim were signed in Greek, that means the second get would be kosher, because you would reach all the way till the end of the second get, and you'd see the two names written from left to right. But if you go to the get in the first column and you read to the end, you only see the end of the Edim's names, and that's why in this scenario, only the second get would be kosher, not the first one. Now what about the following? Edechad Ivriv Edechad Yivani. Edechad Ivriv Edechad Yivani. We have four Edim signed on the get, first one in Hebrew, then in Greek, then in Hebrew, then in Greek, starting from one column going to the other, Shneim Sulin, both of them are pasul, because we don't have two clear Edim under any of the Gittin. And Alta Mishnah Zayin, Shir Mixes Haget Uksav B'daf HaSheni, Bo Edim El Mata, Kosher. Let's say when the Sefer was writing the get, he left some over from the first column and continued writing it and finished it in the second column, and the Edim are signed below it after it's finished, so it's 100% Kosher. Now what about the following? Chasmo Edim Reish Hadaf, Menat Sad, Oime Achrav, Beget Pashut, Pasul. We have a regular get, and the Edim are signed either at the top of the page, on the side, in the margin, or on the back of the page. So in all these scenarios, it's pasul, because the Edim have to be signed underneath the text of the get. And here we focus on more cases. Hikif Rosh Shalzeh B'tzad Rosh Shalzeh Vo Edim Ba'emtza Shneim Psulin. Let's say the beginning of this get was next to the beginning of that one, and the Edim were in the middle, both of them are pasul. In this scenario, the cipher took a big piece of paper, started from the middle, and wrote a get reaching the end of the page, then swiveled the piece of paper around, started in the middle, and now on the second half, wrote another get. So here we have the beginning of each of these getin facing each other, and then the Edim were signed in an empty space in the middle, both of them are pasul, because they're signed at the top of the get, not at the end of it. What about the following? The end of each get is facing each other. The Edim are in the middle. The one that the Edim are read with is kosher. And here it's exact opposite. He started at the top of the page and wrote a get which reached halfway through. Then he swiveled the paper around, started again at the top, and wrote another get up until halfway through the page. So here we have two getin started from both ends of the paper written to the middle, and the Edim are signed in the middle. And so whichever get the Edim are read with, that one's kosher. The other one's pasul, obviously, because the Edim are upside down. And lastly, Rosh Shalzeh B'tzad Sofei Shalzeh, let's say the beginning of this get is near the end of another one, Vo Edim Be'emtzah, the Edim are in the middle, Asher Edim Nikrin B'Sofei, kosher. The one that the Edim is read at the end of it is kosher. So over here we have a cipher starting from the top of the page, writing a get which reaches the middle, and then starting again right there, writing a get till the bottom of the page. And that's what the Mishnah means, that the beginning of this one is by the end of that one, that's the beginning of the second one is near the end of the first one, and the Edim are in the middle, so whichever one the Edim are read with is kosher. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.